Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tocco, you're acknowledged as one of the environmental, well, for want of a better word, gurus. You know more about this than most people will ever know. As we sit in the studio today, there's tremendous amount of rain coming down, stupid storms. Are you personally convinced that climate change is causing this stuff?
Oh, I think it's very much akin to human failure, and that the science of climate change, of global warming, has had enough theory applied and data compiled, and these data are compelling. And I just don't understand people rejecting all of that. There are many who suggest that 2017 is a threshold year by which we need to take major action.
Or else.
And they may stretch that to 2020. But I think, you know, if carbon emission is something that you're rejecting, well, our next order is going to be about methane emission, I believe, which is multitudes more dangerous than the carbon emissions. So they're both causing disruptions. You see these cycles, and they're not just, you know, we have to look beyond our country. When you see what happened in the Philippines, where you had thousands impacted, where their lives were lost by record amount of flooding, and following in the shadows of that, was it 60 tornadoes, I believe, struck down in 12 states here in our own country? We're still recuperating from the Irene and Lee situation in the district that I represent and the surrounding territory. Superstorm Sandy, you hear the horror stories that still continue. I mean, how much are we willing to go forth and keep digging in our pockets for replacement and repair rather than prevention? And
you don't think it's too late, particularly with the Chinese saying, hell no, we're not going to change.
Well, I think there's pressure. There's going to be pressure from their general public to change, too, because people have come back saying, you know, it's very difficult. The air quality is difficult. The water quality. You can't continue to do that. Your citizenry is going to revolt.
Speaking of which, Paul Tocco, should we have signed that Kyoto Accord years back? Did we miss the bus?
I think we did miss the bus. You know, when I first arrived in Washington in 2009, the president was pushing for clean air or climate control, climate change situations that should have passed through Congress that he could take to an international get-together where the United States could have led as a nation. We were able to achieve the ACES legislation in our House after a tough struggle. You know, we have an organization called SEEK, the Sustainable Energy and Environmental Coalition, which I was at the table for when we organized because it was in 2009. I'm now co-chair with Jerry Connolly from Virginia and Steve Israel from Long Island. And the three of us co-chair this committee, this coalition that has now about 56 members who are speaking of like mind toward policy that will help us address these situations.
Any Republicans in that group?
It's a Democratic coalition.
I see.
But I think, you know, we're starting to reach some Republicans out there. You know, I think that, you know, obviously these storms know political boundary, do not know any political boundaries, economic strata, you name it. They just impact the world. And, you know, the ACES legislation that the president wanted to see achieved in the American Clean Energy Security Act, the president was hoping was that the Senate would have taken that up, and it ran into tough sledding. But in retrospect now, I think people understand that it would have been a very valuable tool so that the president could have gone to the table and said, look, this is what we need to do. It has got to be a global mission, and somebody has to lead here. And I think the sophistication of a nation like ours, and one that has the potential to pollute like ours, can take a major lead role here. And, you know, we have partnerships with other countries out there that can influence their participation. So a lot of work needs to be done. But you look at these storms that we've been impacted by, or the droughts, you know, the southwest of this country with the tremendous forest fires that they had and the tremendous loss that that region of the country absorbed. tremendous, tremendous. And we're, you know, I think we're only going to see more of this without some sort of step forward. But for some to mention global warming, they're threatened with a primary immediately from our friends from the Republican
side. Sure. So interesting when you read Jack Kennedy's or Theodore Sorensen, depending on who you believe, wrote that, Profiles in Courage. There's always this question as to whether we have lost all touch with, you know, what's right for government and policy as opposed to what's political. I want to get reelected. I'm going to get a right-winger running against me, so therefore I got to go with the crowd.
The system has really been crippled by that order of thinking and by a crazy bit of campaign financing that, you know, has a David and Goliath routine going on, especially in the shadows of some of the Supreme Court decisions that authorized and guaranteed that you can close your personal checkbook and open your corporate checkbook. And that kind of authorization from the highest court in the land has this lopsided quality in these campaigns that are preventing us from doing these things. You know, you mentioned John Kennedy, and I recall, you know, listening to so many statements over the last couple of weeks with the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of his assassination, there were those moments like with the space program when we had a bit of failure. And the president said, we're not, you know, stepping back here. We're going to go forward, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. You know, that was determination. That was a leadership. And that was resolve with passion so that we would win that global race on space. And we know what a benefit that was to our nation. I mean, where are we now with some of these situations with weather where we're going to continue to pay for coastal erosion? We saw utility infrastructure.
And you don't think it's too late?
Well, some theorize it's getting too late. I'm hopeful. I try to remain optimistic that we can do a lot, but some say that it may be too late already. It's a huge turnaround that we have to inspire, and there's so much human behavior involved. You know, some of these wise choices need to be encouraged.
You mentioned John Kennedy. We only got 2 minutes. What do you think about when you realize it's been 50 years?
It's hard. It's hard to comprehend that. You know, it's like you recall that moment so vividly. You know, for me, it came in tears, two tears. First, I was in a classroom as a ninth grader in middle school at that time. Mm. And we were told in the classroom that he was shot. We were summoned to the to our homerooms. By the time we got to the homeroom, it was announced that he had died. So you had that first shock, which you were hoping was not going to be terrible, and then you heard the terrible news. And, you know, it was a stealing of our innocence. There was such an optimism, an upbeat to our nation going on at that time.
I think it still exists as a thread in our mass psychology.
Well, you know, you see what's happened since then with the taking of Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, an attempt at Ronald Reagan's life, all sorts of, you know, reaching to violence. And, you know, that stretch from World War II to the Kennedy assassination saw promise and hope and building and this, a sense of community. And, you know, for those, I heard one person say the other day that it was more than just the assassination. It was the loss of the innocence of this nation that really, you know, causes people to be so remorseful about it.
So true. Paul Tocco, always wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's just great that you come and you talk to us, and I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
When we come back, we'll go to the challenge round the next time. I'll ask you about a whole bunch of things.